Hi, this is David. Have you thought about starting a retail business? When you think about businesses like Magic Spoon and Mattel, who sell through the roof, you probably attribute their success to great products and a strong brand. But an often overlooked secret is actually the business behind the business, the one which makes selling and buying simple. For millions of retail businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, because no checkout system is better at converting shoppers into buyers. With Shopify, you can sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling, on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout that Magic Spoon and Mattel use. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/inspirational, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/inspirational to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/inspirational. Welcome to the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's reading was edited and adapted from Leadership by George H. Knox, published in 1912. The great problem of the ages is how to become worthwhile in the world, how to accomplish, how to succeed. For its solution, people have spent days and weeks and centuries developing systems and theories and courses of study. Institutions of learning have been erected on almost every hilltop. As a result of this preparation and the tremendous energy spent on self-improvement and the improvement of others, we have a civilization all our own. The real difference between those who succeed and those who don't is one thinks they can and the other thinks they cannot. One discovers themselves, the other doesn't. One learns that they can do things, and this idea arouses, thrills, inspires them. The other thinks that all the great things were intended for someone else. So they miss the great experiences, the great trials, and the great rewards. When a person picks themselves up, literally jumps out of their environment, and determines to do something different, something more important than has been their custom, and allies themselves with some profession, the start has been made. The more a person has, the more they get. Put in 5 talents, and you take out 10. Put in 1, and you take out 2. No individual ever works a year for any good company, or in any legitimate line of industry, in vain. Even if you don't make a dollar, you are benefited beyond estimation. If out of the whole year's work, you get nothing but hope, you get your money's worth 1,000 times. Hope and faith and inspiration are part of one's education, and they are the things that move the world. The way to keep your inspiration is to give it away. The way to have a great personality is to radiate a great personality. One of the great secrets of success in business and in the world at large is to let your light shine. The way to live is to help others to live. The way to be successful is to help others to be successful. We get encouragement by giving encouragement. Give to the world your best, and its best comes back to you. Cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days. Our personality is developed, our talents multiplied, and all the happiness and all the joy of a glorious, useful, successful life are ours because of what we have given away, because of what we have done for others. Success that is worthwhile must come as the result of one's own efforts and not at the expense of someone else's. Successful business enterprises are seldom built up by tearing others down. When a person allows deceit to become a part of their working capital, all that is noble in them withers and dies. The one who deceives others deceives themselves, and those who undertake to secure a fortune, regardless of the manner, is their own worst enemy. The generous impulses of the soul, the kind and noble sentiments of their better self, are gradually stunted and dwarfed and paralyzed, until often only the baser nature is left. And then comes failure, disappointment, and crime. Better to give good measure. The world is full of gratitude. Give it but a smile, and it will bless you. Offer to carry its burdens, and your own burdens disappear. Give it your kindly consideration, and it lays tribute at your feet. A great unselfish desire to help others is what is needed. The one who desires to raise the standard of others will succeed. A person with a great ambition to build up a business that will make everyone who touches it more successful can, if they falter not, have great wealth, honor, and satisfaction. There may, of course, come times when things seem to go wrong. Friends may prove traitors and financial backers pull out, but the one that endureth to the end shall be saved. No one need to fail. Take time to be successful, to be kind, to be considerate, to be generous, to be helpful, to be true to yourself and to others, and with an honest countenance, face the future. With an invincible determination, gather your forces and try for things worthwhile. You know what will happen. The result is sure. Every day will be a day of glory, and at last the crown. One great lesson we should all learn is to see possibilities in ourselves and in others. It is a great satisfaction to see other people climb through our assistance. It is better to cultivate the attitude of a helper than of a person who has to be helped. Better to be a burst of sunshine than a sponge. The idea that everything worth doing was intended for someone more capable is what keeps the average of progress so low. Everyone should assume responsibility. Every woman and man should be a leader of some kind. Maybe you cannot be a leader of some great enterprise all at once, but you can be a leader over yourself. You can lead yourself to greater things today than you did yesterday. And after all, it is doing the things next to you and doing them right that develops genius. More men and women should place upon their heads a crown of leadership that will inspire to the impossible. However, that is a headgear that doesn't stay on by itself. If you can reach the sublime heights of leadership, you can wear the crown with ease. But if you shrink from the task before you, it will become a burden that will crush you to the earth. Leadership is a magic word, a marvelous attainment, but the price you pay for it is tremendous. The splendid thing about it is that the more you pay, the more you get. The more you give in, the more you have left. Pay but a small price, and the returns are meager. But pay the supreme price of leadership, and your reward is genius and immortality. When a person aspires to leadership, you need to forget some things. You should forget those who envy you, those who would pull you down and trample you under their feet, thereby hoping to gain a foothold for themselves. You must forget that there is such a thing as loafing, or lounging, or wasting time. If a person has a life of ease, they can have nothing else. If you have this, you can't have that. You must pay the price of being thorough, of being a master of time, of method, and of concentration. Never, on penalty of your crown of leadership, get to the position where you think you don't need further preparation. Cease to prepare, and you cease to grow. Cease to grow, and you begin to dwindle. When you cease to be better, you cease to be good. You become but a weed in the garden of prosperity. You must cultivate nerve, and enthusiasm, and concentration, and a great faith, and a great zeal that passeth understanding. You must cultivate patience, and then more patience. Not the patience that idly waits, but the patience that knows that when the best that can be done has been done, if the result doesn't come today, it will come tomorrow. The only person who can ever become a leader is the one who can hold out, who can bide their time, who can wait. It was Washington's patience as much as his military genius that won the Revolution. It was the patience of Cyrus W. Field that gave us the Atlantic Cable, and the patience of Columbus that discovered a new world. There is another price that you must pay for being a leader, and that is the price of integrity. Every person must make a fight for truth within themselves. Truth is the food upon which personality thrives. It is necessary, but not enough, to convince others of one's integrity. One must be convinced themselves. You must forget the things which are behind you, and stretch forward to the things which are before you. You must put away deceit and envy, jealousy and revenge, spite and hate. Trying to get even with others is what creates so much misery in the world, and makes devils out of otherwise splendid men and women. To have leadership, you must pay the price of faith, a great saving faith in humanity, that wonderful faith that removes mountains and fills the valleys with prosperity. That faith which has filled the sky with the miracle of flight, and sends human voices around the world like a flash of lightning from the clouds. You must pay the price of decision. You must do the thing when it ought to be done, whether you like it or not. You must make yourself like it. You must boldly face all hazards, and then the world is at your feet. You must remove from your life both doubt and procrastination. No doubter ever won achievement. No vacillator ever reached the sublime heights. Every person should make for themselves an atmosphere of faith that is as pure and clean as a breeze from the sky. While many people talk about leadership, there is not enough said about the development of personality, about individual growth, about possibilities. It is a lack of thought on these things that keeps our standard of achievement down. Too many expect the important things to be done by others. There are too many who have not discovered themselves, who don't realize that they can do the thing. Men and women are not frequently enough told that they can do it if they try. That is the whole law and the gospel. Leaders are not made by proxy. People do not win renown when the price is paid by others. It is the power of the personality and the indomitable will that makes leaders, that manages the great industries of the world, and builds monuments of achievement that reach to the very stars. Leaders are what people want to be and what they ought to be. Every individual ought to resolve and strive and determine to do more and to be more than they are. You owe it to the world to give not simply the best of which you are capable, but the best to which you can possibly aspire. A great leader must have intellectual acuteness, a high moral nature, an all-embracing optimism, and a sense of immortality. You must not be afraid to do the hardest and most menial work. The one who humbles themselves shall be exalted, and the one that lends a hand adds a jewel to their crown. As the martyr forgets themselves to defend a principle, so must we forget ourselves and our own selfish interests to be a leader. The great leader forgets themselves in their work and becomes immortal. Forget everything but the task before you, and when that is accomplished, the world shall have another genius who leaves a light that will shine forever.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% Lean Angus ground chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.